When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.
Good morning, Metroplex. It is now time for the Mike McCarthy Show, brought to you by Black Rifle Coffee Company, the official coffee of the Dallas Cowboys, here on Sean and RJ, Cowboys Falcons Sunday on this radio station with the pregame, the play-by-play, and the post-game coverage. Let's bring in the big dog himself, Mike McCarthy, live on DFW Sports Station. Good morning, Coach. How are you?
Doing well. Good morning, man. How was your week?
It was good. No Jerry headlines or anything like that.
You're bored with that, or
I'm comfortably bored with it. Comfortably bored with it. Although, sometimes one could argue it takes distractions away from other things, intentional or not. But forget all that. What was your Halloween costume?
Sorry, I didn't participate. Just got home. Got home in time to see a couple of the trick or treaters, but sorry. What was yours?
I was a pinata. Choppy.
Choppy. I was garbage.
Oh gosh! Okay. You put on the garbage bag.
I put on the garbage bag.
All right, Coach. Don't even ask a follow up on that. Don't get yourself in trouble. Political.
Is there a history there? Or?
Yeah. Well, I mean,
there's news headlines.
Apparently, there is.
Yeah. And Bobby, what were you?
I was a dad following his kids around picking up candy. I was just playing the role I was meant to.
Top two candies, Coach. What are they?
Oh shoot! We passed that Starburst and Reese cups. Oh.
Okay, yeah, the cups are fantastic. The Starburst, yeah. I mean, you gotta brush teeth immediately after you do.
Can Starburst be a Halloween candy though?
Oh yeah.
Okay,
I think so.
Oh yeah.
All right.
No, they're fantastic, Coach. Yesterday, Dak got an opportunity to talk to the media, and he said that there was a point in the game where CeeDee looked at him and said something to the effect of, "Yeah, we're back." Like felt like they were in rhythm and had finally synced up the way they needed to. Did you feel that way, I guess, in the moment? And then watching the tape back, did you say, okay, here it is. It's starting to click into place a little bit for them.
Yeah, I would agree with that. I thought they clicked, obviously with the number of opportunities those two, had Sunday night. And then I think, obviously, the fourth quarter, plays really stand out. But I think just like anything, just the fact that, for as much attention and tilt of coverage that, CD gets, it's important for them two guys to be in sync, and obviously that was a good performance with those two guys Sunday night.
Coach, they've talked about that frustration of trying to get on the same page like they've been in recent years. Similarly, on the other side, have you seen moments on tape where when you're watching the game back, you go, okay, that's not normal for their connection or the chemistry that they have, and I know that's going to come into place, but it's a reps thing, and they've got to get those reps in.
Well, I that's just the human nature and the normalcy of this game. I mean, you have to, you have to have reps, and it's it's just like anything. There's a teaching progression and everything that goes on the practice field. I mean, just for instance, we're making a point yesterday. You practice routes on air. You got to make sure the receivers, you know, there's a release component to it, because, you know, the fact that they're just going to be jumping off the line, you know, free access every single play, and we're going to drop back and have a nice clean pocket and throw on time. I mean, those are time clocks that you establish more in the off season. It's the live reps that you need. That's, you know, this is why training camps is critical. You know, the opportunity to line up and do the one-on-one, you know, two-on-two, the slot drills, and then obviously the 7-on-7 teams. I mean, it's just to get that competitive, combative environment in all aspects, not just throwing the football.
Yeah, whenever we go the other way on camp and we're like, oh, does it really matter? Then CD comes out and says, no, it definitely mattered in terms of our chemistry and connection. Coach, whenever people are, you know, looking for ways to jumpstart an offense, they're like, all right, pace, no huddle. And we're always talking about complimentary football with you. You balance that against not wanting to compromise your defense. Can you explain how you approach that, how you look at that? Like, all right, we're going to go a little bit more no huddle. We're going to go with a lot of pace, but then you also want to protect your defense.
Well, I think the biggest thing is, you have to have a baseline in how you want to play the game. In offense, you know, I've always been a high pace of operation believer. And, you know, we actually, you know, it's a statistic that we keep track of. You know, we keep track of the, you know, the time that the play entry goes in on a 40-second clock, you know, the time we break the huddle and the time we snap the ball. And that's on every single play in the game, and even more so in practice, because, you know, there's a training mechanism to all this. So I believe you have to have pace operation as fast as you can, not only to train, but also you want to pray. You always want to press the line of scrimmage. You always want that defense to know, okay, here they come, here they come, here they come, because it makes them communicate quicker, you know, and makes them look at the, you know, and then pace operation doesn't stop when you break the huddle. It's really, you know, getting over the ball, getting set. You know, if you have a shift or a shift in a motion, is doing them with the urgency and the specificness just to really keep pressing the defense. So, yeah, so that's the starting line for us. You know, as far as no huddle, and I mean, there's benefits of when you do it, whether it's home or away, you know, based off of what your team needs. So I think no huddle is not just so this is when you do it. I think there's a lot of benefits to it, because, you know, obviously you want to keep challenging the defense. But yeah, I'm a big believer in pace of operation, and because it's always easier to slow things down than to speed them up.
Mike McCarthy here on The Fan. When you go no huddle, is it more onus? Like, does the quarterback take over more calls, or you? It's the same level in terms of you making all those calls, or you just can't do. How does that change if at all when you go no huddle?
I mean, the percentage of it is, I think there's I don't want to say misconception. I mean, or maybe just an understanding that, you know, football has always been played at the line. I mean, there's adjustments that are made on every offensive play, whether it's the lineman, you know, making an adjustment on, you know, how they're going to block, because, you know, they're not going to line up in the same front every single time.
Yeah.
And if they do line up in the same front, now you got to anticipate line movement. So there's always adjustments that are made, and then there's run to pass options. There's pass to run. There's run to run, pass to pass. So I mean, that goes. You know, so I'm just, you know, so we do it all the time, always have. It's always been that way. But the percentage of how much is on the quarterback, maybe a little more, but that's really the world that he lives in. I mean, that's, you know, this process starts as soon as we get out of the game plan meetings on Tuesday. I mean, you know, Scott Tolzien's on the phone with Dak and the other quarterbacks, and, you know, they're getting them the run checks immediately and the protection checks. And, you know, so their process starts Tuesday night. So they come in here Wednesday, they got to have a pretty high understanding of it, because now we got to operate, you know, throughout the meetings with the other players and so forth. So, yeah, so it's really kind of your everyday deal, but it's just, the quarterback's always going to have that type of responsibility.
Coach, in the seven games, the other team has scored on their opening possession.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
...of a half on 13 of the 14 halves. What do you think has been the biggest issue coming out of the either half to start the game or at a halftime?
You're talking about our opponents?
Yes.
13
of, yeah.
I think it's when you look at things, it isn't like halftime's is a huge, you know, the biggest thing about halftime is you just really got a chance to, you know, reset, you know, more, you know, physically, and emotionally, but, you know, mentally you're making adjustments throughout the game. It's definitely something that, you know, the third quarter, you know, production is something that we have to be better into, you know, clearly as a football team.
Yeah, Babe Laufenberg has always talked about that. Then Kyle Shanahan this past week, he's like, no, the halftime adjustments, that's for you guys watching the movies. it's not really what you think it is. So that is the case, right, Coach? Like, how often have you stood up? You know, you're not on a whiteboard for 5 or 10 minutes saying, all right, I'm going to draw all this stuff up differently from the way we planned it. That does not happen.
Yeah, I think, you know, it's really that you're continuing the conversation that you had, you know, in between the last series, you know, or when the defense was on. Like for offensive, we go right into a room, we hit the run checks and keep, you know, make sure we're aligned there, and then we go through each situation, and then the coaches are out there with their players, you know, use the restroom and then go out and dress the team, and then it's time to go back out. And it's not as
Hollywood,
right?
Yeah, I don't want to ruin it for Hollywood, of course.
Mike McCarthy joining us here, 105 through the Fan. About the coin toss, because, I mean, I guess it varies team to team, take the ball, defer. You know, it looks like you guys have taken the ball quite a bit this year. Like, philosophically, is that something that shifts over time with, you know, with you and where you guys are?
Yeah, I believe the coin flip is a decision that's we make through, you know, game management and game education. You know, we have a meeting at 2:30 on Fridays. It's myself and the three coordinators and our game management staff, and so we go through the, you know, officiating and, you know, just any type of reminders that we want to hit, the trends of the league. The officials have a video that comes out, so we address all that, and we talk about the coin toss and, you know, just how we want to start the game. So, I mean, ideally, if you got a clean canvas, you know, I would always defer. There has to be a reason to take the ball, and that's just kind of the way I've always done it.
Mike McCarthy joins us here, 105 through the Fan. What's your assessment of Kirk Cousins? It seems like everywhere he is, like, the media is always trying to replace him and find the next guy, but he puts up numbers. What was your assessment of him during his time in Washington, Minnesota?
Good player, played in a good system in Washington, had some good years, you know, played against the mayor, I think, twice, and obviously played against him a number of times up in Minnesota. I think just like anything, when you play a player, particularly a quarterback, a number of times, you get in tune with, you know, how he plays, and I've always felt that he was very, very consistent. I thought he was extremely productive, stays on time and so forth. I think he's a good, productive quarterback.
Coach, they drafted Penix. If you want to give us your draft thoughts on him, sure. I'm more interested in, and there's probably no one better to ask, the two different schools of thought, because developing young quarterbacks is always a topic nowadays. There's one school, right? If he's the guy, you throw him out there and you get him the reps. The other school of thought is you can scar them. They're not ready. Let them sit back and learn. Of course, now you have a salary cap and limited years on the deal that you got to play up against. What is Michael Penix learning right now on the bench, and how can that be beneficiary, even though the NFL with the contracts, they want you to play like immediately?
Well, I mean, the situation Michael Penix in is, to me, is he's in the ideal situation. I just go back to Ron Wolf, you know, 1992. I think he really set the philosophy for the quarterback room. It's the most important room in the building, you know, you can make a case for. And it's definitely, you know, the hardest position to play in this league. And, you know, if you look back, you know, when he started in Green Bay, you know, he traded for Favre and then had Brunell and had Ty Detmer and then, you know, and even had a Hall of Famer on a staff that they didn't even know it at the time. So I'll let you figure that one out for your trivia. But you just can't ever have enough good quarterbacks, and we got a chance to add to it. You know, if you know, Kurt is still the guy and he keeps playing at a really high level, you know, the value of Michael Penix is only going to go up, you know, even if he never plays in Atlanta. So there's draft value in having high quality quarterbacks in that room, especially because if Kirk Cousins is playing at a high level, that means the team's doing well.
Yep.
And you know, and it's an opportunity for, you know, their value of the other quarterbacks to grow, or then you are now having the training, and what better chair could you have for a rookie quarterback to be in the room for a couple of years and learn, you know, learn the league, learn all the little things that you need to know in the quarterback room. So I don't think you ever have enough quarterbacks. I mean, it's what we have going here with Trey Lance. I mean, we have an extremely healthy quarterback room. You know, we have three guys that we feel very strongly about, and I don't think every team can say that. And frankly, in my personal opinion, I think it'd be great if the league ever we acquired a fourth quarterback to be in the building, because I mean it's you know, the game changes when you have a drop off at the quarterback position.
Coach, do you think that the at the younger levels they're doing a good job of developing quarterbacks to play the position versus just playing a system and, you know, having players, quarterbacks play 2 or 3 years at the collegiate level gives them a much better advantage?
Well, I just think what you see in sports, and especially, you know, having children, you know, down here in Texas, I mean, the club volleyball for my daughter, I'm just always blown away by the level of coaching, and then you look at the football and the baseball and everything. So I just think youth sports as a whole is so much better. I think these kids, and you know, they're being educated on, you know, functional training methods and the fundamental technique opportunities that they have, you know, outside of their team is at the high, you know, at the highest level than it's ever before. So I think they're definitely, the training for these guys are just in all sports is higher. And then you take the quarterback, you got quarterback specific, you know, it's quarterback development industry out there right now, you know, with developing the young players. So I do think that has definitely improved. But I also think this NIL and this portal gives a guy to stay, you know, gives a quarterback an opportunity to stay in college longer, because, you know, you look at the stat of 1,300 pass attempts for these quarterbacks come out of college. It's a pretty good indicator of the level of experience that is needed to play in this league. And, you know, the instincts and awareness, going back to the question earlier about how important training camp is, those live reps are so important for these young quarterbacks to play in college. And I think it's smart when they stay in college and play, because it's only going to better prepare them for the pro game.
Last one for you, Coach. I know how you're going to answer, but I have to ask it anyway. There's a lot of fans who have been just furious, more towards the front office, lack of moves, no deadline stuff, it sounds like, from Jerry and Steven. And that's a way of saying that people don't believe you've been put in the best situation to thrive and succeed, especially, you know, in a contract year. Would you be happy or satisfied? Any opinion one way or the other? You know, would you like to see maybe a deadline move or some activity for a little jolt to the roster?
I think, you know, the deadline moves, and it's really the same feeling I would have every single year. I mean, if it's a player that fits and, you know, can make us better, and in the locker room would be the first, the first place that would be embraced, then you do those things. But, you got to remember, we're in this with our players, and we have a great group of players. We are developing in more areas than you'd like to do right now, but that's, the injuries and youth can do that to you. So we just have to stay the course, keep working, and I do this team works. I mean, their work ethic is high, and we just got to stay after it and manage the noise outside and just keep it about winning football games. And I feel we'll continue to move forward and win.
This was awesome, Coach. Thank you so much for addressing all the topics. Maybe we'll get you in the Halloween spirit next year, and good luck on Sunday.
Yeah, Thursday night's a tough draw.
Yes, it is.
Take care, guys.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at newbalance.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.